if somebody gets shot or stabbed, you have to take them to the doctor so the doctor can bandage their
wound.
When a wound doesn't heal clean, a white granular substance might form around the edge.
Infection.
Okay, it might be a sign that infection is mm-hmm. there. Okay, if it's, but I think this means that if it's kind of well, but it just didn't
heal
properly. It's just kind of got lumps or something around it. What would you call that? Well, that edge, it can be cut or burned out. Anything?
Is it a scab? Does it have a scab?
No, it's flesh.
It's flesh?
It's a kind of a flesh. Have you heard of proud flesh?
Yes, it is proud flesh. You have to cut that out.
I don't understand it. What is it?
It's just, it is flesh. It's just white, thick looking. It looks like meat, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's proud flesh, and it has to be cut out.
Okay. Oh.
I don't know what causes that.
I don't either. Not at all. The book doesn't tell me either. If you get cut, or maybe an insect bite or something, you go into your medicine cabinet and you take out a little bottle of red stuff. What do you do?
I put methylate on it.
Is there another one besides methylate?
Iodine.
Okay. What do you say that you're going to do? You say, I know when I've got cut or hurt, you say, come on in here and I'll
put some iodine on your wound. I'll put a Band-Aid on it.
Sometimes you say something besides put it on there. I thought this was interesting. It's not in the book, but
mop it on there. No.
No, that's not what I used to hear you say when I was little.
When you got a wound.
Uh-huh. You used to tell me to come on in and you were gonna take the iodine and you were gonna it.
I'll paint it, yeah. Make it pretty and red.
Okay. This is sometimes given as a tonic for malaria. You know what that would be?
A tonic for malaria?
Or pills that you take for fever. It's a white bitter powder. Could be in capsules. And they're used to take for cold.
Quinine.
Mm-hmm. If someone were very sick and it wasn't, you know, you didn't know if he's gonna live or not, then someone said, "Well, the doctor did everything he could, but he."
But he passed away.
Do you have heard of any crude terms for passing away?
He did everything he could, but he died. Was that right? If he did everything he could, and then he didn't get any better, probably he died.
Okay, he passed away, he died. Have you ever heard of anybody say anything that you thought was just not very appropriate to mean that he died?
The doctor did everything he could.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's in that sentence, you know, just like the old goat finally.
Oh, some people ain't got no heart, I guess, would say the old goat passed away or something like that. But you don't, I don't say things like that, Nita.
You don't call them old goats.
No, uh-uh.
You don't say they kicked the bucket.
Well, yes, but I really wouldn't say that either. But I've heard that used. Okay. So-and-so kicked the bucket.
Have you heard anything else?
Oh.
Derogatory like that?
No, I don't. Not right off. I can't remember. But I have heard that used.
Okay.